All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, August 15th of 2024. Looking ahead, we had a four-game early MLB slate already underway. Good luck to all of you playing that slate. We had golf tee off earlier this morning, and then we have a three-game MLB night slate. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at Saber Sim. This is a show where we go over how to use the Saber Sim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do the show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. With that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up here. I did take a peek here before we got started. Didn't see any questions come in, so we'll definitely start off with a build demo here. Also wanted to remind everybody that we do have our build review show going live at 5 p.m. Eastern, so in about an hour here. Have a few names on the list already to get reviewed. Believe that we had about like two or three people ask already for reviews for today. So that's all good stuff there. Excited, looking forward to that. And if anybody else wants to get their builds reviewed live on stream, drop their DK username in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server, which will give me everything I need to be able to add you to the queue. All right, so let's jump in here. Say we're going to build some lineups for this three-game slate later tonight. First thing I'm going to do, make two small adjustments, two projections to unlock the build lineups button. You'll see it go from gray to green if you are playing on DraftKings. Don't need to do this if you are playing on FanDuel, Yahoo, or Owner's Box here. Going to set up my builds settings appropriately. Maybe I'm playing a smaller 20 max, right? Maybe I'm playing 1K to 10K entry size 20 max here. So all looks fine there. As far as any rules or anything, you know, on a small three-game slate like this, I'm going to be leaving all rules off. Don't want to prevent anything from happening based on the sim outputs here. And then I'm ready to rock and roll, right? Going to click that build lineups button. While this is running, you can leave this page. You know, say I have an entry file, I can go grab that entry file, bring it in here. I can go set up any contest sims if I have any, right? Say I am playing the quarter jukebox tonight, right? I'm going to hit this low stakes 20 max contest. And, you know, I'm just going to do one contest sim here and jump back to my build. And lineups are finishing now. All right. We are just about in the post build here. As soon as these lineups load, first thing I'm going to do is run my contest sim, right? Gonna get that because this just gives me the sortie metrics that I need to take the next step in my process, right? So three big columns looking for: exposure, pool, leverage. Going to help me understand the risk that I'm assuming on this slate as I continue to build lineups. I want to add a filter for my contest sim that says ROI greater than zero. I don't want to look at lineups that didn't grade out well in the contest sim, right? So that's going to move a portion of my lineups to the trash. Looks like about 60% of my lineups still good, about 40% go to the trash. This is kind of why we talk about, hey, if you're using SaberScore, try and stay in the top 25 to 50% of your pool based on kind of what we see when we go to trash lineups via the contest sims. All right. Second thing I'm going to do, add an aggregate metric. I'm going to add two. So I want to see average projection, and then I want to see average ROI from the contest sim. Okay, perfect. Next, I want to change my sorting metric to risk-adjusted ROI for the contest in question. Okay, good. So just about ready here. We could see we have 20 lineups here for our quarter jukebox. We can see our average projection across our 20 lineups, 93.7. Average ROI, about 57% here. Just about ready to rock and roll. There are some optional filters you can use if you so choose. We've been talking about them in our build review shows. So one of them is trying to trim off the lowest projected lineups, right? So, you know, show me lineups with projected score greater than, and you just kind of make up a number at first, right? I'm going to start with 85. And I actually like to do this before turning on the ROI filter, just because there might be some overlap there, right? So coming in here saying, hey, you know, show lineups with projected score greater than, you know, let's say 85. Man, what happened? Greater than 85, save. Okay, so I got rid of about like 20% of our lineups, right? I think that's okay. This is probably the max that I would do here, but I think that's all right. But yeah, that is definitely like an upper range there, right? So we said 85 projection. Okay, so I'm going to turn this off now. We've also talked about trimming off like the absolutely like highest owned lineups as well. So show lineups with ownership less than, it's probably going to be a really big number, maybe like 280. Okay, a little less than that. Just try 270. A little lower. Trying to get about like 10% of my lineups here. 265. Okay, so that's close enough, right? Almost at about 500. So we have the 265 ownership. Now that I kind of have these independent things I'm going to show, projected score greater than, I'm going to do 84, just drop it down 1 point here. That gets me, you know, trashing about 20% of my lineups there just from those two filters. Then I'm going to go back and put the ROI one. So now we've trashed a couple more lineups, right? There wasn't a ton of overlap there. We got rid of like another 600 lineups that weren't included in that ROI filter from the projection and ownership filters here. So this is good, right? So now what we're going to do is we're going to start, you know, checking out this set of lineups, right? So first thing I want to do is I kind of just want to move the uniques and see how these other metrics are affected, right? So like average projection is about like 92 right now. Okay, well, when I move to mini uniques of 2, how does that change? When I move to mini uniques of 3, how does the ROI change, right? So like at mini uniques of 3, the projection's actually gone up a point. The ROI has gone down about 2%. That's fine, right? We could still go a little bit further. Okay, ROI is down to 51 from 57. I still think that's okay. ROI is to 49. So like only 8% change. We've gone from mini uniques of 1 to mini uniques of 5 here. So this is all pretty good. All right. Mini unique of 6. It might stop here. ROI has gone down to like 44%. We really haven't lost that much ROI, and we've gotten to a pretty diverse set of lineups here. No batter, one batter in 35% of our lineups, every other batter in 30% or less, top 4 out of 5 exposures are all pitchers. You know, we could see our leverages here, right? Taking a stand on Adolis, but other than that, like pretty flat. Adolis, Seager, CJ Abrams, you know, a few hitters here. Pretty flat at pitcher, but this looks like a good set of lineups. You know, I'd be pretty happy with where all these leverages are coming in, the amount of diversity I have. I could go further, right? I'm only at lineup 335 out of 2,268, but I kind of don't need to, right? So like, that's where we talk about, hey, you should use your mini uniques to find the right amount of leverage for you. And for me, you know, 6 is like the right number, you know, maybe even 5, to be honest with you, but I think 6 is good for the sake of this example. So other than that, just kind of spot checking some stuff, like checking my team stacks. Like one interesting thing, right? Our top batters here is a Texas Minnesota, Philly, Texas, Philly. But then if we go to team stacks, we see like, hey, we actually have, you know, 45% Philly stacks, right? So like, I wouldn't really even have noticed that without going to team stacks, but you know, we're taking a stand on Philly stacks, but it seems like we're getting pretty spread out with our batters, and that seems really good, right? So it's okay to, you know, have that stand when that exposure is super, super spread out. And then if we wanted to, we could just come in here and check like, hey, I want to look at Philly really quickly, just a little bit closer since we have so much exposure to them. And what I would do is I would come into the team, right click on it, go down to Philly. And then I like to sort by order. And it's like, hey, this is all really, really, you know, every batter in like 2 to 6 lineups, this looks good, right? Pretty nice spread across all 9 batters, which is particularly important on a 3-game slate. So I really like the way that looks. These lineups look solid. I would be happy entering these right now, going to save to my contest, putting them in my CSV and uploading them to the fantasy site. All right. Good question there. Rob said, any suggestions for single entry for $1? I wouldn't do anything special. You know what I mean? I would say that, you know, if you have contest sims, use that contest sim, right? So come in here, find your single entry, which is the daily dollar here, right? And use that. If you don't, use SaberScore, right? Make sure you're using the right one. Contest is 1,189 entries. So then I would come in here and I would go to SaberScore. And then I would make sure I'm using small slate, 1K to 10K, right? And the SaberScore that's chosen is based off of the entrance here. So make sure you send up your build settings, right? You know, entry limit, single entry, 1K to 10K entries. The slate is determined by the amount of games on the slate here. So when there are 2 to 5 games, we consider that a small slate. When there are 6 or more games, we consider that a large slate. So you'll end up using small slate, 1K to 10K, and that's all you'll need there, right? But, you know, I don't think you need to think about single entries so differently than you do about 20 maxes, right? One of the biggest things is like, hey, you're probably not going to be diversifying your lineups as much because you're only playing one, or if you're playing, you know, 3 single entries, you're only playing 3 lineups. In that case, I would go back to using it. So if you're playing more than one lineup, use the mini uniques. If you're playing just one, you can kind of leave that alone. And, you know, it's just not as important. Something I have messed around with though, is that say you're playing, you know, a single entry and maybe you're like, okay with the top 3 lineups, right? Like, hey, you know what? I'm not like too particular on what I play, but maybe I just want to build 3 lineups that are different from each other. And then, you know, once I find the 3 lineups, which is, this looks like lineup 1, lineup 2, lineup 9, you know, maybe I'm comfortable with any of these, right? And I can come into save to my contest and then I could use the unique random fill where it's like, hey, I have 3 pretty solid lineups, a lot of different teams being used, a lot of different players. I'm kind of happy with any one of the 3 and, you know, let SaberSim like randomly decide which one you play. You know, some people might think that's like crazy, but you know, I think that all these lineups are good, right? I don't see any reason, you know, not to play them, right? Even if we came into here and we're going to use the ROI metrics just because they're a little more detailed here. But you might come in here sometimes and you might see like sim ROIs be really, really close, right? You might see sim ROI, you know, 130, sim ROI 127, and like sim ROI 125. And it's like, you know, are these lineups really that different? Even though they have different players, like according to the sim ROIs, you know, that they kind of fall like pretty close as far as expectation. If you play this laid out over and over again, so like maybe you're okay with any of them, right? So I'm somebody who is willing to do that. Maybe I'm a little crazy, but that's okay. All right. Let's take a peek here in the Discord, see what's going on. And no more questions here. at the moment, not seeing anything else in the YouTube chat. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I will see you all in about 45 minutes for our build review show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.